Okay, I'm going to call the meeting to order. Teresa, we don't need a roll call. We know that Don Robinson, David Mahon, and Teresa Day is here. We've received the minutes ahead of time, so we've read the minutes. Do I have approval for the minutes?
Motion to approve minutes from last meeting?
Second. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Now, the items to be considered tonight is the zoning request from Wallace D. Alston to zone 207 North 6th Street from R1 to C2, and Mercy Hospital's requesting to place a dumpster in a new location. So, okay, Eddie, do you want to say anything about?
Just asking the commission to consider our request on behalf of Mr. Alston to adjoin the other properties that we have already, you know, constructed on and built the parking lot. So that will just.
You said you were going to find out about the buffer zone.
Yes, I confirmed with Melvin. We will comply with any zoning regulations for the buffer, whether that
okay,
be
so there'll be a
fencing or shrubbery or what is
okay
acceptable. We will definitely build the buffer.
Do I hear a motion to accept it or decline it?
I've got a question,
okay.
Eddie. It's basically just going to be for additional parking, correct?
That's correct. You know, that's the intent.
Okay.
Certainly, it's the future development is what we'd like to say.
Gotcha.
But logically, that seems correct at this time.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions? Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second?
I'll second him.
Okay. Teresa, your vote?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Eddie, it passed.
Thank you. Thank you, Commission.
Now, you do understand that it passed from the zoning, but it will be put before the City Council on Monday night, and they have the option to take our recommendation or change it. So, but as we're saying, it passed.
Yes, understand. 5:30 Monday evening.
Yes, 5:30 Monday.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Chip.
Yes.
Chip Johnson's here representing Mercy, and they're wanting to put a dumpster in. It will be a brick dumpster, except on the side where the gates are. We have them. Let's see, here's a layout showing where it'll be. This is River Street, and it's.
This is 9th, and this is River.
Yeah, this is River. That's
9th.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Helipad here, oxygen tank there, location there. The same materials as what's going on the new clinic addition, brick split face block. It'll look similar to that one.
Is that an actual photo?
Yes, this is actually in Bentonville, a clinic up in Bentonville.
Okay.
So it will look just like that with the block, just like was on the. If you've driven by there in the last week, you can kind of see the brick going up now on the building.
So it matches.
And it'll match.
Now, the doors will be in front.
Right now, we've got it shown facing 9th Street like this. I'm going to meet after, if we get approval with this, we're going to meet with Cards, who does the waste management for the hospital, and meet with them and say, will this work, or is there some, you know, rotating of the enclosure if we need to do that? But we're going to work that out with them
later. Okay. Now, Chip and I have also discussed the property at the corner here where Mr. Tucker's, I don't know who house was, that they've torn down, is vacant lot now.
Uh-huh.
And it's zoned as an R1. So before they can do anything with it, they'll come back and have it rezoned. And when they have it rezoned, we're looking at a parking lot, probably.
That's our
thoughts now. And they will meet all the requirements for parking, you know, fence or whatever, and the lighting, we have confirmed, will be down lighting, like they have at the VA clinic. And so are there any questions?
No, I think, I mean, my biggest concern is I really believe that you're going to have to tilt that a little bit, because I don't know that the garbage truck can get in there. But, I mean, either way, I mean, I think that we understand exactly where it is. Similar to what this picture is, I think, is what I believe it'll probably end up needing to be fair.
Right.
Being tilted.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it'll be locked.
Yes. It'll have wood picket gates, you know, on the front to open it up. Now, there is an overhead electric line that they're going to have to be mindful of, but that where it used to be over here, there was electric there too, and they'll know about that.
Any other questions? Comments? Roxy?
Got to see us.
Okay.
If they would have to turn this at an angle to allow the truck access in and out, we're not going to have to come back and talk about that again. If we approve it, send it to the city council, it'll just be either or.
What we're asking for is to be able to build the enclosure in the existing 9th Street right-of-way.
Okay.
Street right-of-way, which is 60 feet. The street itself is actually, you know, a lot smaller in here.
Mm-hmm.
9th Street basically dead ends into the hospital, as does River going this way, so there's not a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
And it's right in front of where the oxygen tank is. The oxygen tank is on Mercy's property, or the county property, I'm sorry, county owned.
And at some point in time, they're going to think about getting a different enclosure for the oxygen tank.
Have you got with Jason Karn to run this by him?
I've talked to him, but I was going to work out the final details with him after we got the approvals.
Okay.
And, I mean, I can give you an update.
That would
with
be,
that,
I'd appreciate
with the final
that.
Layout, and we'll definitely do that.
As soon as we decide on something, we'll send
that to him.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. One more question, I guess, is,
sure.
And it slipped my mind a while ago, but this is in the city right away, or
correct.
The street right away. If the city decided to do any street work, you understand that we might have to take that down as a city.
If you widen 9th Street, yes. If you did work where the street is right now,
you'd be
fine.
Understand.
But
if the traffic
counts were such that the street had to be widened, and
yes. Okay. I understand. I just want to make sure that we're clear on that.
But you understand. Any more questions? Okay. I'm ready for a motion.
A motion to accept.
Second.
Okay.
We both second.
Teresa?
Yes.
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 Okay. It passed unanimously. I would appreciate an update if it has to be changed any from what it is now. Okay. Any public comment? Okay. Our meeting is adjourned then, and the next meeting will be October the 3rd here. And we appreciate y'all coming.
Sure. Thank you.
So both of you need to be at the city council meeting.
Monday night.
Yes.
And I will be here to tell them what we decided. And then they will take a vote. And I can't remember any time that they've not voted what we decided.